Blog Talk Radio.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. Says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fat on a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Obama. Shut up your mouth, Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fierce.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I'm your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. Remember, shipmates, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program today? Don't be shy. 646-716-7978, or you can join the captain's chat room. You know it as well as I do, as long as there's one stinking liberal on planet friggin' Earth. It's a very, 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 very busy news day. Well, let me tell you something, shipmates. Today is beyond no exception. We have a very crazy, very busy day today. I don't know how I'm going. It's confusing. I don't know how I'm going to compile it all and put it into perspective, put everything in a nice, neat little package here so I can explain it and go over it. But we're going to try it, and we're going to do it. All it takes is you just got to roll up your sleeves and just start doing it. Quit bitching about it. Quit trying to figure things out and just do it. And that's what we're going to do today. There's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. So we've got to lift our jib and get this freedom ship underway. Okay, we're officially underway and headed out to sea. Boats to make shift colors. Now, I told you already what's going on here today. I don't know how to even start today. Honest to God, I really don't. I was working all day after the show. All day and late at night. I didn't eat till, I don't know, 10 o'clock last night. I was literally, so much information was coming in. So fast, so quick by so many people. I literally, my head was spinning. I was drunk. So I don't know how I'm going to get this all in order here today. So if it seems a little sporadic, it's just because it is sporadic. So just bear with me, and we're gonna get through this today. Somehow, some way, we're gonna get through this. This administration, this government, not just the administration, but this government as a whole, is the largest conspiracy in American history. And again, this is not just the Obama administration. Even though, yes, they took this government overreach and blew it completely out of proportion. They sent it straight into overdrive, and it's going full speed ahead. And me and everybody around us, all Americans, we have to stand up and we have to stop it. Get in its way. Stop it from moving forward. From the IRS, the ATF, the FBI, the EPA, now the BLM, Bureau of Land Management. Oh, God, make me puke. Fast and Furious, Benghazi, the stimulus packages, Obamacare. And now we have doctors getting grants from the government so they can conduct tests and studies on people. Well, they need subjects to conduct these studies. Otherwise, they're not going to get paid. So it looks like now what they're doing is kidnapping children to use as their little test subjects so they can get paid. And they're giving kickbacks to doctors who actually, like that intern, which I have his name, and I've got a bunch of information on him today. This intern, 7 months out of medical school, is now allowed to make executive decisions and decide that this Justina Pelletier is now his patient, and he calls the right doctor, the right psychologist. It just so happens, this particular psychologist, which we're going to get into her too. And I sent her an email yesterday. I'm going to cover that email. We're going to cover a lot of things. But this administration, this government, has perpetrated on America and her citizens for far too long. Enough is enough. Seriously, enough is enough. We can't take any more. I can't take any more. Well, again, I told you I worked all day yesterday and late at night last night talking to everybody. I'm in direct consultation with the reporter, Raquel O'Kay. She may call in today. Maybe she will. Maybe she won't. She's got some new information. She's working on a new piece. We spent all day and all night last night researching and gathering information. And the stuff that we were digging up, I swear to God, I could not believe of the information that we were digging up. I mean, these are things that you would expect from a third world country, a communist country, dictatorship. This is not something that we do in the United States of America. We don't do that here. But I guess now we do. I don't know. I looked all through my house again yesterday, tore it up, lost my cat again, looking for freedom. I looked in every drawer. I even tore my computer apart to look inside there. I thought, well, maybe freedom, you know, slipped inside there. I don't know. Tore my desk up. I looked everywhere. Every box that I have. Everything. Even went outside and looked in the backyard. I thought, well, maybe the dog pooped on it and covered it up, couldn't see it. Well, no, it wasn't under there either. I don't know where it is, but I'd like to bring it back. I'd like to find it. So if you find freedom, give me a call and let me know where it is, because I miss her terribly. I really do. I really miss freedom. She was my best friend, and it's sad. Well, I was doing phone calls, emails, texts, researching information, uncovering more than you ever wanted to know what was going on. I mean, I'm sick. Literally, I'm sick to my stomach of the information that I found. I'm outraged. I'm confused. I'm completely confused. I cannot connect the dots. I cannot figure out how this country got to where we are today. I can't figure it out. I don't know how we did it other than we were asleep. I'm at a total loss. What's going on with this Justina Pelletier? Just this. I know there's so much more going on with the IRS, which we're going to cover that today, too. Benghazi, Fast and Furious, stimulus packages, all that. Okay, I know we can't cover it all at once, but just what is happening with Justina Pelletier, just that alone. After the information that I was uncovering yesterday and learning, and finding out more and more is coming to light by the minute. And I checked my Facebook account this morning. I've got so many messages. I couldn't even look at it this morning. God only knows what's in there. But this is going to require some really big dogs to fix this problem. Just little old Captain and his blog talk radio program and a reporter out of Florida ain't going to cut it. We're doing the best that we can, and we're doing everything that we can. And I'm not going to stop until the problem is solved. And the only way to solve this problem is to get this girl out of the hospital and back to her parents. Into a hospital where they actually conduct tests. They're going to blame the family for medical neglect? Well, how can they blame the family on medical neglect when they throw this girl into a room and don't give her any medical attention? How is that not medical neglect? Well, it seems to find out that they're using her for tests, and we're going to get into that a little bit. But this is going to require some big dogs to start tackling this problem. I mean, big dogs. We can't use the Justice Department. The Justice Department more than likely is complicit in this. But besides the big dogs, we need you. You are the biggest dog out there. You just don't know it. We are the biggest dogs. We are the American people. We still do have the power. We are the biggest dogs. So we need to get out there and start peeing on people's legs and biting crotches. And if that means that you're going to have to break a friendship, break a relationship with a friend or a family member, so be it. Because if that person is going to turn on you for fighting for freedom, for fighting for what is right, and stopping wrongs and trying to make them into right, they're not your friends. You don't need those kinds of people, okay? Those are the enemies. Those are our enemies. We don't need those people. We're Americans. We stick together. When one of us falls, we're all right there to pick them up. Well, Justina has fallen. Actually, she didn't fall. She was knocked down. She was knocked down. And now we have to pick her up. But this resident, his name is Jurian, Jurian Peters. And I seen a picture of this dude. And he looks like the guy that we had in the Navy. He was kicked out of the Navy for sleeping on watch. He got busted I don't know how many times for masturbating on watch. But his last name was Peters, and he looks just like him. Of course, the guy in the Navy that got kicked out, this guy was a complete moron. There's no way in hell this guy would ever be able to pass medical school. And it was a long time ago, so God only knows where this kid's at now. But this Jurian Peters... He's the resident, 7 months out of medical school, is now making executive decisions. Well, here's the information so far. Now, I know that it's still an allegation. However, the evidence definitely points. It definitely smells like this is what they're doing. The psychologist, which we'll get into her in a little bit. But this psychologist, what the hell is her name now? I know I got her somewhere. Simona Bongiorno. Now on my page here, if you're downloading it and you can read the comments that I have in there, I do have her email address. I want you to email her, and we'll cover the email that I sent, and we'll get to that later. Again, see how sporadic this is? I mean, it's hard to organize all this information. And I digress like a freaking madman, so there we are with that. But this Jurian Peters. Jurian, I guess, is how you pronounce his name. I guess he's from the Netherlands. I mean, who the hell is this guy? He's from the freaking Netherlands? Coming over here to America? I mean, it just gets sicker and more twisted by the second. But if all of this is true, these allegations are really true, which it does look like it is. And I'm sad to report, but it does look like it is. This is some sick, twisted stuff. But if this is true, it looks like this psychologist got a grant from the government.
I've got so much information on this, and I've got their websites. Let me see if I can find this here real quick.
Oh, my goodness gracious God Almighty. The NIH. Let's see. And we were looking up all of the awards of who got grants and who didn't. Well, we're still trying to find out of this grant. We do know that there was a grant. There was a grant given, but we're trying to find out exactly who got the grant. Was it the hospital? Was it the doctor herself? Who actually got it? Well, we looked under Harvard Medical. We looked under Boston Children's Hospital. We looked under this, and we're having great difficulty finding out. So we don't know who exactly got this particular grant to do this particular study on somatoform. So what they do is they get these grants, and now they need subjects, test subjects, to perform these studies on. Well, if they don't have enough, and see, if they don't have any subjects, obviously they don't get paid. So they need subjects so they can get paid. This is how they make their money. They're stealing from the American taxpayer is what they're doing. And they're making up test subjects, subjects that are not part of the actual study itself, but they need people. So in order to get people, well, basically they have to kidnap them. So it looks like, now we don't really know, again, all accusation, but it looks like this psychologist has got a grant and she needs subjects. So in order to get test subjects, she gives a little kickback to certain doctors. Well, a patient comes in and they immediately see dollar signs. So that's exactly what happened here. This Dr. Peters, 7 months out of medical school, you know, he's a genius, this guy. 7 months out of medical school, he's a genius. He calls this psychologist. This Bourgeurno calls her up and just happens to be, this is the one who's got the grant, just happens to call the right one. So it's a little, a little quid pro quo kind of a deal. So he wants to get a couple of kickbacks. She says, yeah, I got a subject over here for you. So this Bourgeurno comes down to the hospital, interviews Justina for 25 minutes and determines that she's got this somatoform. Which the information that I've been giving, again, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a psychiatrist, I'm not a psychologist, but the information that I got from experts, that in order to determine somebody having somatoform of this particular kind that she has or doesn't have or whatever, it takes months and more often than not years to actually determine it. Whether she's got it or whether any child's got it or not. You can't do it in 25 minutes. Not to mention that none of Justina's symptoms match somatoform. This particular somatoform, whatever the hell it is, this disorder, people who have it, it's a mental condition. I guess it's somehow tied in with the gastrointestinal, how that is, I don't know. But in any event, if you have this so-called somatoform, you don't want to be around people. Somatoform sufferers, they don't want to be around anybody. Well, Justina wants to be around people. She wants to be active. These people don't want to be active. They just want to sit in a room and watch the Kim Kardashian show shoving another bag of Cheetos down their gullet, kind of like most of America is today. So how this psychologist could determine then in 25 minutes tells me that they're just using this girl as a test subject, labeling her a subject just so they can keep their grant and get paid. They're stealing people so they can get paid. Now, that's beyond criminal. That's beyond criminal. Both doctors, that psychologist and that intern or resident, they need to be in jail. And why that hospital allowed this to happen, too, I don't know. There's a lot of people that need to go into jail here. This is, you can't kidnap people and use them as a lab rat. And then have the audacity to try to get these parents to sign a form that I never even knew existed. And why would it exist? That they're not allowed to seek a second opinion? That tells me, and that's exactly what they do. They separate the subject away from the parents. So that way the parents don't find out what they're actually doing to this kid. And it's legal? And the judge doesn't know this? I mean, if little old me can find this information out in a very short time, why couldn't this judge? That's an incompetent, inept judge. Maybe he's complicit. Maybe he's getting a kickback from this crap, too. God only knows. I don't know. But my Lord, this National Institute of Health, it's all part of the Department of Health and Human Services, which is all connected to Obamacare. Yeah, that's right, Obamacare. Well, it looks like in 2013 is when this grant, she got this grant. And we're looking in 2014, we're looking in 2013. We're looking at everything, and it's very difficult to find this. Who actually got the particular grant? Well, we don't really know. So I went and I wrote to the, let me get into that. This psychologist, this Bongiorno, I went and I wrote her a letter, and I asked her specifically. I'm going to pull this up directly. If Justina Pelletier was part of her subjects. Now, I know for a fact this lady's not going to give me, she's not going to give me the right information. But I'm just trying to find out what information she's going to give back to me. Now, I do know that I also opened myself up to a hell of a lot of harassment. And I'm not afraid. I just poked my nose into Big Doug's lunchbox here. And they're going to get a little angry with me. And they're going to get a little uppity, and they're going to come after me, but I'm not afraid of them. I simply asked a question, and here's my letter. I am a concerned citizen. I am a concerned citizen who has a blog talk radio program that reaches several thousand listeners worldwide. Now, I know this program doesn't exactly reach several thousand people, but it can, and it could. Blog talk radio has a lot of people that listen. Anybody can listen at any time, anywhere in the world. I'm investigating the case of Justina Pelletier. I have information that you had diagnosed her with a somatoform disorder, and I am inquiring if Justina Pelletier was part of a clinical trial as a test subject. Can you please confirm if Justina Pelletier was in fact a test subject under your care? Thank you for your time and cooperation. Signed, The Captain, Blog Talk Radio. Now, I know. I just opened myself up. I know I'm going to get a lot of flack from this, and I know I'm going to probably get into a lot of trouble with these people, but do I care? Absolutely friggin' not. You don't use people as test subjects, lab rats, especially when they're not. They have nothing to do with the particular study. Just because they don't have enough people to perform this study, they go out there and now they have to kidnap people just so they can get paid. I mean, that's unconscionable. How could you do that? Why would you do that? So what test they actually did on Justina, I don't know. But it kind of tells me that maybe they don't want this girl to actually get out of the hospital. Maybe that's why they're trying to keep her there. Is because if she does wake up and finally get cured, she might actually tell somebody what the hell they did to her, and they don't want anybody to find out. Well, we do know that 94 children had died in the hands in 3 years, under the Boston Children's Hospital's care, or the Department of Children and Families. I think it's with the DCF. It's either that or the Boston Children's Hospital. I think it's the DCF. That's what it is. It's the DCF, not Children's Hospital. The Department of Children's and Families. Basically, it's a welfare department. It's all connected. Well, 94 children have died under their care, which Justina is under their care. 144 files have gone missing, maybe because they don't want anybody to find out of the kinds of tests that they did on these children, you think? But 94 kids die under their care in 3 years, and why do we not have an investigation? Where's this governor? Huh? Well, he doesn't want to get involved. You know, he might have to actually do something. He's got a campaign to run. He's up for re-election in 2014, here in November, which we do have. And I'm going to get in contact with this. His name is Charlie Baker. He's a Republican running for governor of Massachusetts. And I mean, again, I'm in consultation with this reporter, and I'm trying to get, and I'm, as soon as this show is over, I'm going to be contacting that governor. I got his name last night. I'm going to be contacting this governor. I want to bring him on this show with the reporter. And I want to see if he can give us a campaign promise that is, if he becomes governor, Justina Pelletier is immediately released back to her family. If this guy's got the cojones to do it, he might win governor. But he's got to follow up on it. That's another thing. These politicians, you can't trust any of them, Republican, Democrat, none of them. But if this is true of what they're doing, in order to, just to get paid so they can keep their little phony baloney jobs, this is some sick stuff. What they do is they recruit, she's recruiting doctors to find subjects and give them a kickback. I mean, doctors make a pretty good chunk of change. Why do they need to get kickbacks? I don't know. But this is a conspiracy. And this is big. This is not a conspiracy theory. And this is big. This is real big. This is huge. And the information that we found out, I mean, I was scared to death to even find out the information that I was finding out. But I'm not afraid to fight these people. Not afraid to fight them at all. We cannot have our government kidnapping kids just to perform tests on them so their little friends can make a living off of your tax dollars. And that's exactly what's happening. This doctor is making a living off of your tax dollars. And they don't have enough subjects to do the tests, so they kidnap kids. 94 of them have died in their care, and they've lost 144 files. So you tell me if that doesn't stink. That stinks to high friggin' heaven. Now, this Dr. Simona Bongiorno, and again, on my site, if you download it, I mean, if you archive it, you'll see it in the comments. If you're listening to the show right now, you'll see the comments in there. I want you to write this lady a letter and ask her, like I did, was Justina Pelletier used as a test subject? You don't have to be rude. I wasn't rude. And I had my letter checked. We went over this like 15 times, and I was punchy last night. I said, man, you got to help me out. I can't spell with the beans, and I want to make sure that I worded it right and didn't want to say anything, say the wrong thing. And I wanted to get right direct to the frickin' point. So the people that I had looking over okayed it. They said, that's good. Send it. So I did. I'm waiting to find out what kind of information we're going to get from this lady. I doubt very seriously I'll get a response, and if I do, I know I'm not going to get an accurate response. It's not going to be true. And I'm not really afraid of these people, and I know they're going to come down on me. I know for a fact. They might even shut this show down because of it. They don't want me finding any more information out and giving out any more information. God forbid if the American people found out the frickin' truth. Jesus Christ, we can't have that. American people's not supposed to know the truth. Only the government's supposed to know the truth. But this is a lady, this Bongiorno, who's a psychologist who examined Justina for 25 minutes. 25 minutes. 25 minutes. When it takes most other doctors months and years to determine whether somebody has somatoform. Not only that, she doesn't even present any of the symptoms. So this whole thing is, this is a huge conspiracy. And I cannot for one second imagine that this is just an isolated incident. Things like this is not isolated. This is big. And I imagine it goes on several hospitals, several Department of Children and Family Services, all across the country. So whatever state you're in, do a little investigating. Poke your nose in where it's not supposed to be. Don't be afraid of these people. Don't be afraid of these people. Stand up to them. That's what you do to bullies. You stand up to bullies. Don't be afraid to stand up to these people. Find out what the hell's going on in your town. Find out if they're doing it to your neighbors. Because if they can do it to your neighbor, they can do it to you. And any of you who have kids out there now, young kids, teenagers, and you bring them into a hospital, You got to be very, very, very careful now. Because that hospital, that doctor, can take your child and make them property of the state. Imagine that. A human being is property of the state. I don't even like the sound of that, but that's what they that's what they say, the property of the state. The state owns Justina Pelletier. Imagine that. I mean, didn't we get rid of that kind of stuff when we got rid of slavery? You can't own people. How do you own somebody? The state owns Justina Pelletier, and we can't get this governor to do anything? He says his hands are tied. That's a coward. What's that governor's name now? I forgot it. Patrick. Deval Patrick. That's a coward. You hear that, Governor Patrick? Well, I can't call you governor because governors don't act that way. Mr. Patrick? Do you not see how big of a coward you are, Mr. Patrick? Huh? Oh, you don't? Oh, you're brave and you're big. Oh, okay. Well, good luck on your new campaign. Yeah, good luck on the election in November. Because I'm going to do every goddamn thing I have to make sure you lose. Well, this new governor now, gubernatorial candidate, his name is Charlie Baker. Now, I don't know anything about this guy. I just got his name last night. We do know that he's running for office. So I'm going to be in contact with this guy as soon as this show is over. We're going to try to bring him on here. I'm going to try to bring him on with the reporter. We're going to try to get to the bottom of this. See if he can give us a campaign pledge. If he becomes governor, Justina Pelletier will be immediately removed from that hospital back to her parents. And what makes me sick, and I can't stop, I can't help but think that they don't want this child going back to her parents, because if she ever does get better, she will be able to tell what this particular hospital did to her. What this psychologist did to her, what kind of test did they perform on this girl? I mean, God only knows what kind of test they could have possibly performed on her. I mean, what did they do? Well, we don't know. We can't find any information out. It seems to be very hidden. And you always know that if information is hidden, that means it's no good. It's no good information. The public isn't to find out. Because if the public does find out, the public's not going to be very pleased. They're not going to be very happy. They're not going to be very cordial. But yeah, there's going to be a little anger, because we all know liberals love to use that word, anger. Anytime you disagree with a liberal, you're angry. You're racist. This is unconscionable what they're doing. And I can't imagine. Again, this is not just Justina. There are many more children out there, many more teens out there. How many? We don't know. We haven't got to that point yet. We're still trying to uncover just what's happening with her. But we're finding out more and more information every single day. This is big. This is a big, big conspiracy. This is huge. This is not just a little scandal. This is big, big, big. Maybe I shouldn't even be talking about it because it is that big. And I could possibly get into trouble, but I'm not afraid to get in trouble. This is big, and the American people need to hear this. American people need to find out what the hell this government is doing to people. With your tax dollars, this father took money out of his pocket to pay for this psychologist to kidnap his own daughter and throw her into a room, giving her no medical tests, but whatever kind of test subject or whatever kind of test that they want to perform on her so they can get paid by the government, by this father. Is paying this girl, paying his father, is paying this doctor to kidnap his own daughter. Now, isn't that sick? Isn't that twisted? Well, you're paying her, you're paying for this doctor too, you know. Your tax dollars go to this doctor. That's how she's getting paid. And I'm sure it's probably a pretty fat grant too. We don't have the information on this grant, but I'm pretty sure she's making a pretty good chunk of coin. All right, we've got a lot to get to cover today. And again, like I told you, there's just so much, I don't even know how to organize it. So we've got to get going. Now we've got to go with this IRS scandal, which has just opened up even bigger in the last couple of days. This IRS scandal goes much much, much, much deeper than just Lois Lerner. This is another huge conspiracy. Benghazi is just huge. That conspiracy alone. Fast and Furious is a huge conspiracy on its own. The stimulus package just by itself is a huge conspiracy just on its own. Obamacare, which is part of what's happening to Justina. Obamacare is a huge, probably one of the biggest conspiracies we've ever had in this country. You see now, Republicans, that this was a time to fight. You had the government shut down, and all you had to do was say one word, no. All you had to do was fight, which those Republicans who didn't fight tell me that they're part of it. They're making money themselves, and they don't want to lose any money. Well, what are you doing in Congress? Are you there to make money, or are you there to do your job? Well, obviously, they're not there to do their job, because if they did their job, we wouldn't have this crap. Again, Mr. Gowdy, I love you. I do. You're one of the good guys. But it's time. It's time for impeachment, Mr. Gowdy. Going to court is not going to cut it, kid. Going to court is just not, it's not going to do it. Not going to do it. It's going to sit in the courts forever. Nothing is going to get done. So that tells me now, Mr. Gowdy, are you one of those that are complicit in this? I'd like to think that you're not. I really do. I don't think you are. I hope to God you're not. You're one of the last good guys. You and Chaffetz are one of the last good guys in our Congress. I know we've got some more, and I don't want to go into a whole bunch of names because I can't remember names, but there are good people in our Congress. But Mr. Gowdy, if you want to be Speaker of the House, you need balls of steel, kid. Plastic ain't going to work. We need steel. Armor. Armor balls. That's what we need. That's what this country needs. And you'll have the American people on your side. But no more courts. We need impeachment. We've got to put, look, we've got to put an end to this. If we're going to put an end to it, we've got to put an end to it. You can't put an end to it by not putting an end to it. There's only one way to put an end to something, and that's simply put an end to it. And there's only one way to do that, and that is to impeach. We've got to set a precedent. This Attorney General, and now with this IRS scandal, which we got to get into this now. Good God, we've got enough here on this IRS scandal. I mean, unbelievable. I mean, it just doesn't stop. This is much, again, this is much, 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 much bigger than Lois Lerner and a few of her staff members. This was far from a couple of rogue employees. This goes to the White House, the Attorney General, the IRS, and a whole bunch of other people which haven't been named yet. God only knows who they are. We do know Elijah Cummings now, which we're going to get into him today. He is involved in this IRS scandal as well, directly involved. Mr. Schumer obviously was directly involved. He's another one of those that was writing letters. And that stupid idiot, that very unfunny guy that was on Saturday Night Live, what the hell's his name, in Minnesota now? Ah, he's a geek. I can't remember his name, and it doesn't really matter who gives a damn. He's a creep. There's a lot of people in the Democratic Party that are involved in this. There's a lot of Democrat organizations. This organization, Barack Obama, after his campaign, would organize for America or whatever the hell that stupid thing is. His little organization. They're involved in this too. There's some unions that are involved in this. This is big. This is big, big, big. First of all, if we had a real Justice Department, we'd be able to tackle this. But the Justice Department is complicit. They are part of it. They are directly involved in it. You don't have to have the smoking gun to realize who's directly involved. You can tell by their actions. When the Attorney General says he didn't even look at it, but what, not even 5 minutes? He probably didn't even look at it at all. He said they're not going to pursue any charges because there aren't any charges to pursue. Well, how do you know? You didn't look at the evidence. We've been looking at the evidence. We know damn good and well there's charges. So that tells me that the Attorney General is directly involved. And why the President hasn't done anything tells me that he was directly involved. You can't tell me for one second that this President didn't know what the hell was going on. He may not have said, go out and do that, but he most certainly didn't say, don't do that, after he found out. Was that Valerie Goebbels, his most trusted advisor? Was she involved in this? I'm pretty sure. I think it's safe to say she probably had something to do with it. Who else was involved in it? We don't know. FBI involved in it too, used as their security, their bouncers? Well, we don't know. We don't have a responsible enough Congress to find this information out, to hold people's feet to the fire. We don't have a responsible enough media to ask people these questions. We got to get little people like me on a little blog talk radio programs to ask these kinds of questions. We've got to get little reporters in Podunk, Florida to ask questions. That's pathetic. That's pathetic. New York Times, LA Times, where the hell are you? Are you involved in it too? Kind of looks that way. Kind of looks that way. How about ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN? How come you're not asking these questions? Well, you don't care about it. Why? Well, because they were targeting the Tea Party. And we all know the Tea Party's racist. They hate. They hate black people. They hate women. Just hate them. I mean, good God. I mean, those penile challenge creatures. I mean, come on. They want freedom, too? No, sweetheart. Take your goddamn shoes off and get back in that kitchen and cook me something to eat. That's all you're good for. Women. Ah. Homosexuals, hate them. Burn them on the stake. Just burn them. Just get rid of them. And black people just hate those. I mean, we can't wait to throw black people back into the plantations. We just can't wait for that. And Mexicans, we hate them, too. I hate Mexicans. We hate anybody that isn't white and rich. Well, again, let me tell you something about the Tea Party. The Tea Party isn't rich. The Tea Party are people. These are your garbage collectors. These are the guy who works at 7-Eleven. These are guys who get up and they go to construction jobs. They get up and they go to work every single day. And they bust their ass. Working two jobs eating bologna. Just enough to survive. That's the Tea Party. Tea Party's not rich, people. Just so you know. I'm sure there are some rich people in the Tea Party, but overall, no. They're not rich people. The Tea Party has nothing to do with money. Other than we expect our government responsible. Stop spending money on tests and studies where you have to kidnap children to perform these studies so you can get paid. I mean, this is just downright freaking sick, man. But this committee, another committee, God almighty, with the committees. So here's the problem. I know you know how I feel. I sound like a freaking broken record. It's not that I have a problem with the committees. The problem that I have is there's no action that follows the committees. There's no action that follows the sound bites. Words are great. Words are wonderful. We all love words. Hell, who doesn't love a good word? Everybody loves a word. How can you not love words? How can you hate words? Well, words are great. Words are fine. But they're meaningless if there's no action to follow it. Back it up or shut it up. So this stupid committee voted yesterday to seek an investigation on whether Ms. Lerner violated federal law by using her power to ensure right-leaning groups were targeted for extra scrutiny by the agency. Well, you need another investigation? For Christ's sakes, how many years have you been on this? Why do you need to seek another investigation? Where the hell have you been? What are you talking about? Seek another investigation, for Christ's sakes. You've had 3 friggin' years to do a goddamn investigation. Everybody knows what happened. Now you want another investigation? For what? Waste more frickin' time? Huh? So you don't get to the bottom of the goddamn issue? Is that why you want another friggin' investigation? I mean, what the hell? What is this? That doesn't make any sense. That's the first goddamn sentence and I already ignited into frickin' space. Jesus Christ! My God! No more goddamn investigations! We already know what happened! God almighty! Another investigation! We need to get another committee! Another subcommittee! And you wonder why I get pissed off? You wonder why I blast off into Deep Space Nine? Well, it's crap like this! Jesus Christ, the first frickin' sentence! And we got a huge article to cover here! God almighty! I'm going to be in a complete different universe here in about 2 minutes. God almighty, come on! No more of this. Start doing something. It's not that difficult. That's your job. Your job is to do things. Then do it! Do it! Look, whatever job you have, if you don't do your job, what happens? Well, you lose your job. Do you get an opportunity to form another committee and get an investigation on whether you should or should not do your job? Or how to do your job? Well, I'm sorry, boss. I can't figure it out. I need to get a couple of committees and subcommittees and get an inspector general in here and conduct a goddamn investigation to find out how to do my job. So that's going to take a few years. So if you don't mind, I'm going to go to lunch. They want to find out if she's giving misleading information to the Treasury Department's Inspector General. Yeah. How about the American people? Huh? How about the misleading information she gave the American people? The Ways and Means Committee. Ways and Means. Well, that's the problem right there. Our ways and our means, that's the problem. We need to change our ways and change our means. But first, we got to form another committee, conduct an investigation. How do you people wipe your ass in the morning? Huh? You need a committee? You need an investigation for that? Huh? Oh, I'm sorry for blowing up, but this stuff, you know, I'm sorry, but I can't. And I'm going to continue blowing up. I'm going to continue blowing up. I'm going to ignite. I'm going to blast off until this stuff is fixed. The stupid Ways and Means Committee, led by their chairman, Dave Camp, Republican from Michigan. He's a good guy, too, so far. You never can tell with these guys. They always act good, and then you find out they're not good. So God only knows who the hell's good. Well, he's conducted a serious and thorough investigation. Really? Then why aren't there people in jail? Why are there no grand juries? We've done all these damn investigations. How many more investigations do we need to do? I think the American people are smart enough to know what the hell happened. And I think we're smart enough to know that there needs to be people in jail now. No more hearings. No more meetings. No more tweets. We want action. It's not that difficult to do some action, guys. It's really not. And if you're afraid to do the action, resign. Resign. There are lots of people out there, including me, that are not afraid to act. Camp has conducted a serious and thorough investigation of the IRS, uncovering abuses and criminal acts that should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Yeah. Again, nice words, but where's the action? That was coming from Mr. John Boehner. This is what John Boehner said. That was John Boehner speaking. And we all know about John Boehner. He loves to just pound his chest, and he's good for a great soundbite, isn't he? He's Mr. Soundbite. That's who he is. John Soundbite Boehner. Again, I'm tired of all the. I'm tired of that. Stop telling me how great and wonderful you are, and how serious and thorough you are, and you're accountable, and you're transparent. Well, yeah, you people are transparent. We can see right through you. I can see right through you, John Soundbite Boehner. Right through you. Mr. Boehner continues, as I've said, if Lois Lerner continues to refuse to testify, then the House will hold her in contempt. Oh, like he did with the Attorney General? Huh? Yeah, that a lot of good that worked out, huh? It's where is it now? Oh, that's right. It's sitting in the courts, and it's going to sit there. It ain't going nowhere. No friggin' where. And you're going to tell me that, oh, if she continues. Now, how many times have we heard that? Well, how many times does this lady have to plead the fifth before you hold her in contempt? But no, we have to go through a committee first, or a subcommittee. And then we go to a committee, and they got to vote. And then we bring it to the House to vote. And then once we bring it to the House to vote, well, then it goes into the courts and sits there right with the Attorney General's contempt charge. So what good is this, Mr. Boehner? Huh? Again, you're nothing but a soundbite. I don't want any more soundbites out of you. All right? Wipe your friggin' tears, get out of the tanning booth, put out the cigarettes, and do your goddamn job. Again, this jackwagon continues. And we will continue to shine the light on the administration's abusive actions and use every tool at our disposal to expose the truth and ensure the American people get the answers they deserve. Well, we've been waiting for over 3 years since you took the reins as Speaker of the House, Mr. Boehner, to get us those answers. Where the frig are they? Huh? Oh, that's right. They're still sitting in a subcommittee. We're not waiting anymore. We've waited long enough. We want the answers now. I think the American people are smart enough, we do know the answers. But we want these people to actually do something about it. We're not stupid, Mr. Boehner. Okay? We're not stupid. However, right now, I don't know if I can say that about you. Only stupid people would think that the American people are stupid enough to believe this nonsense. How many times have you told us you're going to get to the bottom of things? Told us you're going to get to the bottom of Benghazi. Bottom did you get to? Huh? I know there's a lot on the Congress's plate. Benghazi alone is enough for 1,000 Congresses. Fast and furious. Again, we were supposed to get to the bottom of that. Where's that? Well, Attorney General's in contempt. But yet he's still allowed to go to work every day. Huh. Congress, do you know, Mr. Boehner? Do you know that you have the right to impeach the Attorney General? Do you know that you have that right? But you chose to hold him in contempt, which means absolutely nothing, and you knew damn good and well contempt charge would mean absolutely nothing, and that's why you did it. Did they pay you some way? Are you getting kickbacks from the Democrats? What's going on here? Are you working secretly with the Democrats? Who are you working for, Mr. Boehner? You don't seem to be working for the American people. Not for nothing, but I don't see any evidence that you are. Your goddamn soundbites isn't working for people. Anybody can give a soundbite. I can give a soundbite. My stupid neighbor across the street, he can give a soundbite. Anybody can give a soundbite. A friggin' drooling vegetable can give a soundbite. Yeah, there's your soundbite. Now what? Among those tools in the House's inherent contempt authority under the Constitution, inherent contempt, which means they have the right to hold these people in contempt. They have the right to actually do something about it, but they're not. They do have the ability to act The problem is they are not. For what reason? God, that's a $64,000 question. Nobody knows, unless they're all working together. That's the only thing that I can come up with. That these people are all working together. Somehow, some way, they're all connected together, and they don't want to spill the beans, really. They want to tell their base, oh, let me tell you something, Democrats. I'm going to be working with you. Don't worry about it. We're not going to, we'll hold you in contempt and make it look good, but we're not going to really do anything. But I got to go out there and tell my base, that I'm doing something and make it look good so I can get reelected. So, and if you help me get reelected, I won't spill the beans on you. So that's what they're doing. Everybody's corrupt. This entire government, Republicans and Democrats together, are corrupt. Very few members of Congress are actually genuine congressmen. Genuine. Which means they're there to do their job. We do have a few of them. We do have some. So I can't say that they're all. But there's far too many of them. And those people that aren't doing their job are in leadership positions. McConnell, Boehner. Expect to get anything done when you have the leadership working for the other side. You think if MacArthur and Patton were working for the frickin' Germans, you think we and the Japanese, you think we had ever won goddamn World War II? No. Well, how do we expect to win this war? We got our goddamn generals working for the other side. They're working for the Krauts and they're working for the Japs. Christ. Among those tools in the House, inherent contempt authority under the Constitution. What Constitution? Where is that? I got the document right here, but the son of a bitch has been redacted. There's nothing here. It's all been wiped away. I don't even have a period. I got a comma. I got nothing. I got empty pages here. What Constitution? What Constitution are you talking about? Huh? What Constitution? What do you mean the United States Constitution? United States Constitution? We don't have one of those. What the hell are you talking about? Constitution, this guy. The Constitution. What? We haven't used this Constitution in years. It's racist. Gives people freedom. Why should we use it? But this inherent contempt authority under the Constitution that we used to have, which was initially exercised in 1795 during the first Congress and on multiple occasions thereafter, Lerner could be held until January of 2015 when a new Congress is seated, which could issue, then again, another subpoena and throw her back into the brig until she's still boxed to testify. So why don't we do that, Mr. Boehner, Mr. Soundbite Boehner? Why don't we do that, huh? Why hasn't this been done already? The very moment that she tried to plead the fifth is when she should have been immediately, Mr. Issa, held in contempt. And I think it was it Chaffetz or was it Gowdy that opened their mouth, dared to open their mouth. Can you believe that? But dared to open their mouth and challenge the chairman, saying, hey, wait a minute, she can't plead the fifth. She already made a statement. She can't get the fifth. And, of course, Issa, well, we got to get some attorneys in here and let's investigate it. Let's find out if she actually did or actually if she can. And we'll get to the bottom of this. We need to form another subcommittee and then get another committee and then form this and then form that. Well, if you don't understand the goddamn law, what are you doing as chairman? Mr. Issa, come on. You're killing me here. You used to be a good guy, Mr. Issa. You used to be, and I say used to be. And the work that you're doing, yeah, I applaud you. You're doing a good job. But there's no action that follows it. So, in reality, how good of a job are you really doing? Seriously, how good of a job are you really doing if there's no action to follow? Why was Miss Lerner not immediately put into handcuffs and taken into the brig until she spilled the beans? That was several months ago. People wonder why nobody has any respect for Congress. Nobody has any respect for government anymore. Look, government, you want respect from us, you got to earn it. And this is no way to friggin' earn respect. This is the only way to earn disrespect. This isn't a way to earn anybody's respect. Certainly not mine. I know you don't really give a damn about my respect, but I'm pretty sure I speak for a lot of other people out there in this country. I'm pretty sure that my feelings and my thoughts are relatively similar to a lot of people. Quite possibly the goddamn majority. We'll deal with that. I think, who is this? Is this still Boehner talking? It really doesn't matter. It's in quotations. God only knows who's saying this crap. And does it matter? They all say the same stuff. It's all coming out of one vein, one mouth, and it's garbage. Think we'll deal with that, should that occur. I think we'll deal with that, should that occur. But I think this is too, is an ongoing investigation. An ongoing investigation. How many years have you had this? How long does it take to do an investigation? For Christ's sakes. My Lord. And frankly, for the Attorney General to turn a blind eye to this evidence would discredit him greatly. Again, empty words. I mean, it sounds good, it looks good, makes a great soundbite. But I think we'll deal with that should that occur. It already occurred. What do you mean? Now you got to get another investigation to find out if you could actually hold this woman in contempt? We have already got it in the Constitution that says you can, but you're just not doing it. Jesus Christ, do we have anybody with a set of testicles in Congress? Anyone with a little hair on them? I mean, I'll take little testicles as long as you got some hair on them. I'll take that. But do we got anybody? Anybody? Anybody afraid? Anybody who's brave enough to actually stand up and follow the Constitution? And isn't that sick? You have to be brave to follow the Constitution? Following the law of the land, the settled law of the land, you have to be brave? That's not bravado. That has nothing to do with bravery. It has to simply do with following the goddamn law, the Constitution. You shouldn't have to be brave to follow the Constitution. It should just be an automatic. If you want to talk about being brave, you have to be brave in order to not follow the Constitution. I mean, that's just how I look at it. But to be brave to follow the Constitution just doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't compute. I don't get it. God Almighty. So now this Representative Kevin Brady from Texas, a Republican, he's a Ways and Means Committee member. He's the one who said all that. That's what he said. That's Kevin Brady who said that. Whoever wrote this didn't really exactly put the, I mean, I'm chaotic enough as it is, and now we got chaotic stories, all these people, reporters. It looks like he goes on to say, this is very thorough, deliberate investigation. Well, if it's thorough and deliberate investigation, why isn't it completed yet? But this Brady, he faulted the Justice Department for having failed so far to pursue wrongdoing charges against Lerner. Well, did you think that he would? It doesn't take a very intelligent person to realize that this attorney general was in on it. And you people in Congress should know that. I'm sorry, but if little old American citizen can figure it out, those that are in the in should know that. But they got to get an investigation first. They got to form a committee. Well, I don't have to form a committee. How did I get to the answer already? I'm not making it up. I'm following the evidence. I don't need a committee to come to a conclusion that Ms. Lerner violated the law. And she was not legally allowed to plead the fifth. You don't have to be a lawyer to know that, Mr. Issa. You should have known that. And I think this Issa, wasn't he a doctor? I mean, here they got some of these doctors that we have in Congress. I mean, would you want these people operating on you, working on you? I don't know. I don't know about that one. Especially that Zeke Emanuel. You want that guy working on you as a doctor? Hell friggin' no. No, no, no. Uh-uh. No way. No way. No, that guy, no. No way. But Brady, when asked to rule out the idea of House using the inherent doctrine against Lerner, chose not to do so. Well, we don't want to do that. We don't want to go down there. No, no, no. We might upset the apple cart here. We don't want to piss off the king. We got an election running here. Got a big campaign coming up here in November. We don't want to step on anybody's toes because we need those votes. Well, the American people need their frickin' freedom back. How about that? Huh? So then he goes on to say, well, let's hope the Attorney General does his job. Yeah. Right. Well, if the Attorney General had done his job, we wouldn't be talking about this anymore. This would have been old news. People would have been in jail. And it would be over with. We'd be talking about something else. We'd be talking about the Mets. We'd be talking about the Yankees. We'd be talking about anything else other than this. But the Attorney General hasn't done his job. Congress had done his job. We would have a different Attorney General right now because he would have been impeached in 2010 for Fast and Furious. And now we got Mrs. Lerner's lawyer, this William W. Taylor III. This guy's a creep. Anybody who would defend Ms. Lerner is a creep. Period. Creep. That's right. Creep. Creep. I know, and I understand it. I believe in it. I respect it. That everybody has an opportunity to get a lawyer, and you are innocent until proven guilty. Well, the evidence is overwhelming. And how this lawyer can defend this woman, I don't know. I don't know. I couldn't. I couldn't do it. But I do understand there's reasons for that. There are reasons, yes, I know. Even the creepiest of all creeps need legal counsel. And there's reasons for that. It's not up to you. It's not up to me. It's not up to anybody to decide who gets legal counsel and who doesn't. Everybody does. And there's reasons for that. But the lawyer issued a statement yesterday morning. This is where it gets sick. This is why I have no respect for this guy, and this is why I call him a creep, because he is a creep. They issued a statement yesterday morning questioning the committee's plans and calling the timing odd. Well, I'm going to have to half agree with him. Yeah, the timing is odd. It's several months too late. So, yeah, the timing is odd. But to him, he thinks it's odd for another reason. He said the committee's referral would be meaningless since the Justice Department is already investigating the IRS over the targeting. How is the Justice Department investigating the IRS over targeting? The Justice Department was in on it. They were working together. Don't give me this crap that Lois Lerner and Eric Holder and his staff and all these other people in the White House, they weren't all in on this together, please. I don't want to listen to it. I don't want to listen to it. It's obvious. I mean, hello, come on. If the Attorney General was not in on it, Lois Lerner would be in the can right now. She'd be making license plates, sweeping up the floors. He goes on to say, this is just another attempt by Republicans to vilify Ms. Lerner for political gain. Really? It seems to me that Ms. Lerner's actions, her criminal activity, was for political gain. And now you're going to try to blame this on the Republicans? Because she illegally targeted Tea Party members. So it's the Republicans' fault. Well, it's always the Republicans' fault. I mean, come on, you know that. It's the Tea Party's fault. It's the Koch brothers. It's Koch brothers' fault. Ms. Lerner has done nothing wrong. Oh, really? Nothing wrong. Well, all these new emails that came out. No. She didn't do anything wrong. She did not violate any law or regulation. She did not mislead Congress. She did not interfere with the rights of any organization to a tax exemption. Those are the facts. Really? Really, Mr. Taylor? Really, those are the facts. Your client did absolutely nothing wrong. Really? Okay. Well, here is a letter now. Well, actually, first, let's do this. Let's play the clip. This is of Mr. Cummings. This was, I can't remember when it was, and I played this on my show whenever it was, and I can't remember when it was. It was about a couple of months ago. Whenever it was. We're going to play this clip. Now, this gets right to the heart of the matter. This clip tells us just how crooked and dishonest this Elijah Cummings really is. And this guy, you want to talk about creeps. Mr. Cummings, you're a creep. And I'm not afraid to tell it to your fat freaking face. And it is fat. You are a creep. And if I do ever meet you, the first word out of my mouth is going to be creep. And I'm going to look you directly in the eyes when I say it. You are a creep. You're a bad man. I'm sorry. You're bad people. You're not good people. What you did and why Mr. Cummings would get himself involved and act like the IRS doesn't make any sense. You remember that Engelbrecht lady she's with? What is it? Oh, I'm terrible with names. What the hell's the name of her organization? True the Vote. True the Vote. That's it. What this man did to this Miss Engelbrecht, writing her letters, showing up to her business, writing the same letters and requiring information, the same information that the IRS was requiring, which is bogus information that they don't need. It's extra. It's just to keep them on the sidelines so they don't have to award them their C4 status. And that's all this is. They were just stalling for time. Hopefully that what they wanted was the person just to give up and say, forget it. I'm not going to go through any more of this. And I'm just going to give up and not get my C4 status. Well, the Tea Party members aren't like that. And I'm not like that. We don't give up. See, we don't surrender. That's what Rhino Republicans do. They give up. They surrender. Isn't that true, Mrs. Boehner? Mrs. McConnell? Mrs. McCain? Mrs. King? Huh? Yeah, it is. Because that's what you do. I'm sorry, but actions do speak louder than words. Your actions are what people see. Your words, in one ear and out the other, because we're tired of hearing them. There's nothing to back them up. So why should we listen to you, Mrs. Boehner? Huh? Why should we? Why should we take you serious? What evidence do you have that suggests that we should take you seriously. I haven't seen anything. Nothing. But this Elijah Cummings, this gets right to it. This shows just exactly how dishonest this creep is. So here he is. This was after, remember when he got in that argument with Daryl Issa? They tried bringing Lois Lerner back on and to see if she would talk, and she pleaded the fifth. And Daryl Issa and Cummings got in a little pissing contest. Well, see what it is. Elijah Cummings is involved in this. He was working directly with the IRS, and there's evidence of it, and we're going to cover it if I can ever shut up. But here he is, and he went as soon as the hearing was over. He couldn't wait to find a camera, get his fat mug on television, and run his fat yap. But here he is, lying to the American people. And then we're going to read the letter that was drafted by Daryl Issa, and I know he's doing good work, but, you know, letters and committee hearings, just not enough. Just not enough. This letter, we're going to cover this letter, and it does lay out, pretty specific. That is rather evident that Mr. Cummings was working directly with the IRS. In targeting Miss Engelbrecht. I guess she is under in his district. But congressmen don't do that. Why would a congressman do the job for the IRS? I mean, what, were they running out of agents? And they needed congressmen to help them out? The IRS can do their own work, Mr. Cummings. They don't need you. But this letter outlines the evidence that Mr. Cummings was indeed complicit in the perpetration of his political foes, Americans. And again, when you attack one American, you attack us all. Even the stupid liberals, believe it or not. And believe it or not, liberals, I'm actually fighting for you too. You're just too goddamn naive and obtuse to recognize it. So maybe if you shut up long enough, you might be able to listen. And if you listen, you might be able to actually learn. I don't have any faith that you will. Until something really bad happens to you, that's when a liberal turns. That's when a liberal turns. You know that old phrase, be careful what you ask for, you might just get it? Well, that's true. The corniest phrases are always the most truest phases. Or phrases. Phases. Well, this is a phase. Jesus, God. But Mr. Cummings is directly involved in restricting our right to freedom of speech. So let's play this cut, and then we're going to come back. It's only just 30 seconds. We're going to play this cut, then we're going to come back, and we're going to go over this letter. Go ahead and go with this cut.
To date, I have not seen any evidence that shows where this was politically motivated or that the White House had anything to do with it. But yet and still, those assertions are being made by Republicans. I've said it over and over again. All I want is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You cannot have a fair investigation where you only present evidence that you like and exclude evidence that you don't like.
Excuse me, Mr. Cummings? You can't have a fair investigation unless if you only bring out the evidence that you like? Isn't that what you're doing, Mr. Cummings, by stopping everybody from getting out the truth? And that's exactly what he's doing. He is stopping this. He only wants the evidence that he wants because he's directly involved in it. And there's no evidence that this was politically motivated? How could this not be politically motivated, Mr. Cummings? You were directly targeting a Tea Party member, which you hate the Tea Party, and you said it. And then this is what happens. When every time you hear a politician say there's no evidence to support that there's any wrongdoing, that means that there's overwhelming evidence to support that there is wrongdoing. And for him to come out and say it without even being asked, that there's no evidence that the White House was involved, tells me, again, the White House was directly involved And I think we're smart enough. Well, I think we're smart enough people to know that this couldn't have happened without the White House. This couldn't have happened without the Justice Department. Please. Come on. Come on. Don't go there. We're not stupid, okay? We're tired of having you people think that we're stupid enough to believe you. We don't. I'm telling you, this man is no good. He is no good. There is nothing good about this man. Nothing. Zero. Nada. And now you got the Attorney General yesterday. Where the hell is that? Before we get into this letter, we got to cover this. Jesus God Almighty. Let me see if I got this. You got Eric Holder after yesterday. He was in New York City yesterday. And he had prepared remarks, but he went off the reservation. And we're going to read his remarks. He's got to play the race card. See, the only reason why people are attacking the president and the attorney general is because they're black. Not because of all the criminal activity they've conducted. Oh, no. It's just because they're black. Well, you know what? Using that race card as a way of getting you out of trouble, that doesn't work anymore. And you know what I find? I find that absolutely disgusting and sick, and here is why. Because the real racism now, those people that are really, really violated because of their race, which isn't as near as much as the media wants you to believe. I'm sorry, but it isn't. It just isn't. I don't see it anywhere. I'm sure that it is. I'm sure there are places. But there's racism wherever you go, and in every country, every planet, there's going to be racism. But as much as where it is, no. And this isn't about race. This is about all of the criminal activity that you people are doing. And so when you have somebody, just because they're black, they get caught doing something illegal, and they bring the race card out. Well, it's because I'm black. No, it's because you're a creep, and you're a criminal, and you need to be prosecuted. I find that absolutely sick and twisted, because the next guy who's really, really involved in racism, a guy who's discriminated simply because of his race, that person is going to be ignored. That's what happens when you cry wolf. Every time you cry wolf and they go out there and they look, well, there's no wolf. And then when the real wolf comes, what happens? Well, he eats all your chickens. And then what? Well, you got no more eggs for breakfast in the morning. Now what do? Eat the wolf? He's moved on to another farm. Don't use racism until there is real racism. And what evidence do you have, Mr. Holder, to support that the reason why we're attacking you is because of race? How about your criminal activity, Mr. Holder? You were not put in contempt of Congress because of the color of your skin. See, now that's sick. Now you're going to have a black person out there, a Mexican person, even a white person. But white people, look, we all know that only white people can be racist. Black people can't, Mexicans can't, Chinese people can't, they can't. Only white people can be racist in this country. We all know that. I mean, come on. But I find that sick. You don't play that race card until you have evidence of it. So this is what he was speaking at the Reverend Al Sharpton, which calling him a reverend just makes me vomit. The Al Sharpton's National Action Network at its annual convention in New York. Holder talked about the state of civil rights today and brought up a House committee hearing that happened Tuesday. And that hearing got contentious, and we talked about that yesterday. So here is Holder's quote. I'm not going to cover what the prepared statements are because it's irrelevant. What the prepared statement was and what he was supposed to, and what he actually said, two different things. I'm concentrating on what he actually said. This is the effrontery of this man. The last 5 years have been defined by significant strides and by lasting reforms, even in the face of unprecedented, unwarranted, ugly, and divisive adversity. Yeah, that's because you're targeting us. You're taking away our freedoms. We don't like that. So, yeah, we're going to get a little ugly and divisive. He goes on to say, if you don't believe that, you look at the way. Forget about me. You look at the way the Attorney General of the United States was treated yesterday by a House committee. It has nothing to do with me. Forget that. What attorney general has ever had to deal with that kind of treatment? What president has ever had to deal with that kind of treatment? Quote, unquote. Well, let me tell you something, Mr. Attorney General. No attorney general and no president has done the things that you have done to deserve this kind of treatment. You asked for this treatment. You went out of your way to ask for this treatment, and we gave it to you, and we're going to continue giving it to you until you are finally out of office or in jail where you belong. You and your president. This has nothing to do with race. Dad, I get so fired up with that crap. I'm sick and tired of people using race for everything. You can't use race because you did a crime. And the only reason why you're thrown in jail is because, not because you robbed the bank, not because you killed somebody, not because you did this, not because you did that. It's just simply because of the color of your skin. Well, those people that are discriminated because of the color of their skin, those people are now ignored because people don't believe it. Oh, yeah, yeah, we've heard that before. Yeah. Again, crying wolf. That's what happens. Oh, God, that's some good grog this morning. All right, let's get into this letter now. How much time do we got? We got enough time to get in this? Sure, we'll make time. I don't believe I'm actually covering as much as I thought I was going to get covered here today. And we still got more to go. But there's a lot happening in this country. And it's all happening at once. And this is what's so frustrating, is because there's so many fires out there. That's why we need everybody involved. Wherever you see a tiny little fire, put the son of a bitch out as fast as you can. I'm sorry, but it's okay. You can put out fires. You see a fire, put it out. We've got to all fight together. We've all got to come together and fight. We've got to put these fires out ourselves. We can't expect a government to put these fires out. They're the ones starting the fires. And we're the ones allowing them to start the fires. And we're also the ones allowing the fire to get bigger and burn more and more of the forest down. Let me tell you something. This forest is burning. We're losing acres after acres after acres after acres every single moment. We don't have time to blink, much less take a nap. So this letter now was drafted by a number of members of Congress on the committee, another committee, the committee on, what is it, Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. We don't need to reform government. We've already got a government that was formed. If you open up the Constitution and you read it, okay, that's the form you need. It was already reformed. Do you remember that little war we fought a couple hundred years ago with the British? Evidently not. To the Honorable Elijah E. Cummings. First of all, honorable? No, Mr. Cummings, you are far from honorable. You are dishonorable. He's a ranking member. Yeah, he's rank all right. I'll give you that. Here goes the letter. The committee has engaged in comprehensive and thorough examination of the IRS targeting of tax-exempt applicants. From the very outset, you have worked to obstruct the investigation, even declaring on national television, after only a few weeks of fact-finding, he didn't find any facts, that the case is solved. See, he had a little committee. He just come out and said, oh, case is solved, done. Ah, nothing to see here. Attorney General, well, we're investigating it, and so far we're not going to file any charges. There's nothing to see here. Of course there's something to see there. And the reason why they say there's nothing to see there is they're protecting their own ass. Because if you want to look where something is, look at them. That's where it is. Mr. Cummings, you are directly involved in this IRS scandal. Mr. Attorney General, Mr. Holder, you are directly involved in this IRS scandal. Mr. President, yeah, you are directly involved in this IRS scandal. American people are not stupid. New IRS documents identified by the committee raised disturbing concerns about your possible motivations for opposing this investigation and unwillingness to lend your support to efforts to obtain the testimony of former IRS exempt organizations Director Lewis G. Lerner.
Mm-hmm.
This whole letter, I may not be able to get through it, but we've got to cover this. There actually is some good stuff in here. It shows you just how creepy this Elijah Cummings is, how dishonest this man is, how corrupt this man is, how deep involved this man is in the IRS scandal. And yes, this is a real scandal. These are not phony scandals. This is real. Real people were targeted simply because they're a Tea Partier. They believe in freedom. They believe in our government following the Constitution, the law of the land, the settled law of the land. I know, that's creepy, following the law of the land. I mean, why do you want to follow the Constitution? It's racist. Freedom is racist. You didn't know that? Yeah. Freedom is racist. Tyranny, that's inclusive. Although you have previously denied that your staff made inquiries into the IRS about conservative organization True the Vote, that's Ms. Engelbrecht's Tea Party organization, C4 organization, that may have led to additional agency scrutiny. Records of communication between your staff and IRS officials, which you did not disclose. Why would he disclose that information? It's going to prove that he's guilty of something. He wouldn't do that. Which you did not disclose to the majority members or staff, indicate otherwise. It doesn't indicate anything. It proves. As the committee is scheduled to consider a resolution holding Ms. Lerner a participant in responding to your communications that you failed to disclose in contempt of Congress, you have an obligation to fully explain your staff's undisclosed contacts with the IRS. And do you think that he's going to do that? Think he's scared right now of this letter? He's not afraid of this letter. He's got the Attorney General on his side. He's got the President on his side. And he's got the media on his side. He's not afraid. Well, we have the American people on our side. And until the American people rise up and actually do something, this is going to continue. I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry, America. But we're going to have to get involved. And it won't hurt. Believe me, it doesn't hurt. You actually feel better when you get involved and you fight for your freedom. And I'm sorry, but you have to. You have to fight for it every day. In reality, we have been fighting for freedom since before we got it. And the moment we got it, that's when the real fight began, is the very moment that we were granted our freedom. That's when the real fight began, the fight to keep it. Yeah, you can get it, but to keep it is a whole nother story. Well, we have to fight to keep it. We have it, but we have to fight to keep it. And you blink, gone. You lose it. And you got no one to blame for yourself. No one to blame but yourself. You want to sit on the couch, eat another bag of Cheetos, turn on that Kim Kardashian show, knock yourself out. But when you're no longer free and you're no longer allowed to watch the Kim Kardashian show because it's not government pre-approved, well, who do you got to blame? Can't blame the Republicans. You can't blame the Republicans for you taking a nap. As the committee is scheduled to consider a resolution holding Ms. Lerner, a participant in the correspondent communications that you've... Oh, we already covered that. Come on. Ms. Catherine Engelbrecht, founder and president of True the Vote, an organization that applied for tax-exempt status. And she's the lady that went on Congress. And she told us a story about how Mr. Cummings went to her business, harassed her at her own business, sent the ATF. The ATF? Why would the ATF have to go to a business? Why would the ATF have to go to the business to find out if you can get a C4 status for a tea party? Or not a tea party, but an organization that applied for tax-exempt status. Why do you need the ATF? They're not dealing in drugs. They're not dealing in guns. You don't need the ATF. That's not what the ATF is for. And why would Cummings get involved in this? He doesn't work for the IRS, but evidently he does. Evidently he does now. Congress is part of the IRS now. Is that what it is? Ms. Engelbrecht, the founder and president of True the Vote, an organization that applied for tax-exempt status with the IRS, testified before the subcommittee on economic growth and affairs about the IRS targeting True the Vote. During this proceeding, she alleged that you targeted her group in the same manner as the IRS testified. Three times, Representative Elijah Cummings sent letters to True the Vote, demanding much of the same information that the IRS had already requested. See, this is all the information that I've talked about. Exactly what I've been talking about. Why would a member of Congress, any member of their constituents, to give all the information that the IRS is supposed to be asking for, but the IRS isn't supposed to be asking for this information because it's irrelevant. They're doing it deliberately to harass these people until they get to the point where they just give up. Well, again, us on the right, we don't give up, and we're not giving up. We will not surrender. We're going to continue fighting you liberals. You understand that? You need to give it up. You need to surrender. Because you are going to lose this war. I'm not giving up. And if I got to fight all of you by myself, so friggin' be it. During the hearing, Ms. Engelbrecht's attorney, Cleta Mitchell, raised the possibility that your staff had coordinated with the IRS in targeting True the Vote. Your exchange with Ms. Mitchell was as follows. Ms. Mitchell says, "We want to get to the bottom of how these coincidences happened, and we're going to try to figure out whether if there was any staff of this committee that might have involved in putting True the Vote on the radar screen of some of these federal agencies. We don't know that, but we're going to do everything we can to try to get to the bottom of how this did all happen." Mr. Cummings, "Will the gentleman yield?" Mr. Meadows, "Yes." Mr. Cummings, "I want to thank the gentleman for his courtesy. What she just said is absolutely incorrect and untrue." Really? Really? So you didn't contact her. You didn't do these things. You didn't require that she give you all this information. That didn't happen. That's a blatant lie, Mr. Cummings. What you said is absolutely incorrect and not true. Beginning in 2010, congressional Democrats publicly and aggressively lobbied the IRS to crack down on 501c4 organizations. See, because that doesn't benefit the Democrats. See, if it benefits the Republicans, it's bad. If it benefits the Democrats, it's good. Don't you understand this, guys? Come on. Come on. You understand. You get it. Come on. Come on. Damn Republicans. They got that. Come on. What are these Republicans going to learn? That it must always benefit the Democrats? What are these Republicans going to learn? I mean, come on. Get it straight, guys, already. Will you please? Senator Dick Durbin, which is another creep, urged the IRS to quickly investigate the tax-exempt status of Crossroads GPS. Senator Max Baucus implored the IRS to survey major nonprofit groups. Why is Congress doing this? Why would Congress do this? Why would a member of Congress do that? Why would a member of Congress do that? Don't you think that the IRS is qualified to determine who gets a tax-exempt status and who doesn't? Why do you need members of Congress telling the IRS how to do their job? I think somebody needs to tell these members of Congress how to do their frickin' job, because it's obvious they don't know how to do their job because they haven't done it. And they're still not doing it. But yet Congress has plenty enough time to go tell the IRS how to do their job. And that's not targeting? What the hell do you call that? In March 2012, Representative Peter Welch and 31 other Democrats urged the IRS. 31 other Democrats. How many people were actually involved in this? See what I'm talking about? This is much bigger than just Lois Lerner and a couple of rogue employees. Now it seems we've got the White House, the Justice Department, the entire Democratic Party. We've got unions involved in this. We've got their tax-exempt status organizations involved in this. This is huge. I mean, this is big. We have got several big things on going on in this country. Justina Pelletier, what's happening with her is monstrous. Benghazi, Fast and Furious, this IRS. This is big. We've got two countries in this country, and that's pathetic. And yeah, there is a war going on in this country. There is a war. The people on the right are being attacked. And until the people on the right start attacking back, we're going to lose. And it's okay to stand up and defend yourself. Let me tell you, it is okay to stand up and defend yourself. You can fire back. You have my permission to fire back. It's okay. You can do it. It's goddamn time we start. You're going to have to get involved, which means you're going to have to give up nothing but time. Oh, my God. I got to give up time. I got to actually read something. Get informed. Listen. Study. Get informed. Yeah, I know. That's horrible. Why should I ask somebody to do something like that? That's my fault. That's my bad. I mean, who the hell am I? Go back onto the couch. Turn that Kim Kardashian show on. Here. Here's another bag of Cheetos. Choke on them. How many people are involved in this? 31 other Democrats. There's the IRS now. To investigate whether any groups qualifying as social welfare organizations under 501c4 are improperly engaged in political campaign activity. Every organization in the Democratic Party is involved in illegal campaign activity. And here's another story. Where is this? The IRS now. This was in, I believe, in Dallas. They've got a Dallas office. They got employees showing up with Obama pins and T-shirts and buttons. And they're talking to people that call up, applicants that call up, citizens. Taxpayers, promoting Obama during the 2012 election, harping on the Republicans, telling the Republicans that they're going to take away their this, and they're going to take away their that, and you've got to vote Democrat. So if somebody said, well, no, I'm not going to vote for that creep Obama, I'm going to vote for this other guy over here. You think for one second that person's going to get the help that they actually deserve? Hell friggin' no. You don't have members of the IRS showing up with Obama. You work for a government agency, which means you can't show up with political attire. You can't have campaign buttons and campaign T-shirts. That's not professional. You don't do that. But Democrats can. Just think if people in the IRS were to show up with George Bush buttons, Mitt Romney buttons, George Bush T-shirts. You think for one second that they wouldn't be immediately fired or at least sent home to change? You think? You tell me there's not a war going on? There is a war. There is a war. I'm doing everything I can to keep this from a bloody war. But until you liberals back off, it's going to turn that way. That's simple psychology. People are going to do it. I don't want to see it do it. I'm warning you, liberals. I'm trying to save your friggin' lives is what I'm trying to do. If you shut your friggin' mouth once in a while and pay attention, you might actually learn something. You may think I'm angry. I'm not angry. We've already covered the difference between anger and frustration. But I'm giving you a warning because I don't want to see this war escalate into where it's going to happen. I see it. I see it. I smell it. I can taste it. But I don't want it. And we don't need it. But liberals, you're going to get it if you don't back off. It's simple human psychology. You can only push people so far and for so long. And eventually they will rise up and push back. Now, unless you want that to happen, keep it up. Keep it up, libs. These American people aren't going to put up with this crap anymore. You're going to push them to a point where they're going to explode. And then you're going to wonder, well, why did they do that? Well, hello? Why did you do what you do? You can hate somebody's political affiliation. Fine, big whoop. But you don't have to attack them. You understand that this Constitution, the First Amendment, liberals? Yeah, the First Amendment means you have to follow it too. Not just the government, not just the law enforcement, but the citizens. You can't restrict somebody's freedom of speech. You can hate their speech. Hate it. Hate every freaking word. But you cannot persecute somebody for different speech than you. I hate all these Black Panthers coming out here killing cracker babies. I hate every goddamn word coming out of their fat, filthy mouths. But I love the fact that they have an opportunity. They have a right to speak their mind, to use their voice. I love that fact. I hate their speech, but I love the fact that they have the right to say it. But you liberals don't understand that. Somebody says something different than what you believe, you've got to persecute them. That's not freedom of speech, liberals. That's not freedom of speech. And people can only put up with that for so long. There's a lot of people out there that don't, I mean, look, again, we've already discussed anger and frustration. If I was really angry, there'd be a lot of dead people. But I'm not like that. I don't have enough in me. I just don't have that in me. I get frustrated. And I do. I get frustrated very quickly. I don't have patience for things that I shouldn't have patience for. And targeting me because I have a different way of thinking than you? Yeah, I have no patience for that. No tolerance for that. Absolutely none. Well, there's a lot of people out there that they don't have the control that I do. And they're going to lose their control, and they're going to take it out on you. So if you want to be the first target, keep running off at your fat yap. Keep persecuting your brothers. Keep persecuting your sisters. And when they knock you on your ass, you got no one to blame but yourself. I don't feel sorry for you. And I'm not going to be there to pick you up. You don't deserve to be picked up. And I won't. I am that kind of guy. I may not knock you down, but I'm certainly not going to pick you up. That's the kind of guy I am. But I'm warning you, liberals, you need to back off. And this is serious. This is no BS here. This is getting very, very serious. There's too many people out there that just can't take it anymore. And this will happen. Not can or may, but will. It's only a matter of time. And I'm doing everything I can to warn you so it doesn't happen. I don't want this war to escalate any more than it already is. I'm trying to put an end to it. But you liberals keep at it, and you keep at it, and you keep at it. You got no one to blame but yourself. Let's get on to this letter here. God damn it. How much time we got? Oh, we're running out of time, but that's all right. We're going to keep going until we quit, until we run out of time. And we can always come back tomorrow. But my Lord, matter of fact, we probably should wait till tomorrow because there's a lot to cover on this. People have been doing. How can you do that to your neighbor just because somebody is stupid and they say something that you don't like? What does that mean? Why do you have to try to shut them up? Why don't you go to somebody that is talking about things that you do like? Why can't you do that? Huh? I don't like anything that comes out of liberals' mouths. But I've never tried to persecute anybody and try to shut them up. I believe in freedom. I'm sorry, I'm a big Bill of Rights guy. Every single one of them. I believe in freedom of speech. And yeah, Mr. Schumer, shouting fire in a crowded theater, that has nothing to do with freedom of speech. That's not speech, you idiot. Don't try to link that crap with, oh, no, no amendment is absolute. Yeah, it is. If you're able to read and understand the amendment, it is absolute. It is absolute. Shouting fire in a crowded theater is not speech. That's not a free speech issue. That's a criminal activity, you idiot. Learn what the hell you're talking about before you talk about it. Which is another one. There's Schumer. He's another one of these creeps that's involved in this IRS. And this stuff is real. This stuff is big. I mean, the stuff that I found out what was going on with Justina Pelletier yesterday. I mean, my God, that's big. I'm going to have to get some – we're going to have to get some lawyers involved in this. I mean, big lawyers. I know we got Dershowitz who wants to get his hands involved in this. Good. But we're going to have to fight the entire government. Congress. The executive branch. The judicial branch, the Justice Department, the law enforcement, all the government agencies. Do you realize how big this is? This is a complete and total takeover. We do not have a republic. We do not have a democracy. We have a tyranny in this country. Unfortunately, I hate to talk this way. I really do because I don't want to go down this road. But I also have to speak the truth. And I don't like to sugarcoat it, because when you sugarcoat the truth, what are you doing? You're actually telling a lie. A lie is saying something that gives a complete different picture of how the truth really is. Well, here's the frickin' truth. There is a war going on. There is a tyranny in this country. We have a tyrannical rule. Our government has completely taken over this country. It's not their government. This government is our government, the American people's government. It's not their government. So liberals, when we say we're going to take our country back, that's what we're talking about, you idiots. How you don't know this, I don't know. Maybe because you don't pay attention, because if you do pay attention, you might find out bad news. Well, I found out a lot of bad news yesterday. But I'm not going to sugarcoat the bad news. I'm not going to say, oh, well, I don't want to find out anymore. Because it scares me. The truth, it hurts. No, the truth doesn't hurt. Lies hurt. And they hurt a lot of people. And you're hurting a lot of people. And this is only going to get bigger, only bigger, 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 until this escalates into something that's going to be completely out of control, and it doesn't have to be that way. I just can't, for the life of me, figure out why people just can't simply follow the goddamn Constitution and live their own lives. Mind their own business. What's wrong with minding your own business? Huh? I mind my own business. I don't get involved in somebody else's life. I could care less how they live their life. I don't care who they're having sex with. I don't care what they do in their life. I don't care what they believe in. Believe in whatever God you want to believe in. Believe in this. Believe in that. Do whatever you want. Unless you directly affect me in a negative way, why should I care what the hell you do? You don't have to have the same political affiliation as me so we can get along. We can even disagree. We can hate each other's speech. But we have to love the fact that we have the right to say it. Period. Conversation just ended. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for listening and hearing today. We got my first mate. We got Vito Esposito, Mamma Mia No Sharia. We got Bigfoot. How you doing, Bigfoot? We got Vorp. We got a lot of people that came in here today. I want to thank all of you that are listening right now on your smartphones. And all of you that are going to download later, because I know a lot of you are at work and you get me later in the afternoon. I want to thank everybody for listening here today, and I'm going to give you updates. I'm going to try to get that governor on. I'm going to try to get that reporter on here. Of what's happening to Justina, that is serious stuff. That's big. It's big, big, big. And we've got to fight these fires everywhere we see them. It doesn't matter how big or how small. You see a fire, you put it out. Don't be afraid. We do not surrender. We do not give in. We do not give up. We keep going. So I want to thank everybody for listening, and we will see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. Goodbye, everybody.